Last night was a short night. After I made it to Honey's place at an extended stay, we were both exhausted, he from depression and I from having traveled halfway across the nation at the snap of a finger, all while crying my eyes out for most of the day. I was finally coherent enough to see that Honey's dwelling place was a disaster. There were filthy dishes, food, and dirty laundry all over the place in addition to ants. There were hundreds of little black ants everywhere. To top things off, there was a huge hole dripping with water in the bathroom ceiling, seeming to be a leak from the upstairs hotel guest's bathroom. It was not a horrible place, but had the health department been there, a few eyebrows would have been raised for sure. I took pictures of everything and went to ask the front desk for another room. While showing the attendant the pictures, I expressed my concern about Honey's place being a potential health and safety hazard due to what appeared to be mold starting to form on the bathroom ceiling. Without hesitation, the front desk attendant switched out our room to, supposedly, the only room they had available. When Honey and I began shifting our belongings to the other room, we were under the impression that the attendant had made a mistake. The room was more than twice the size of our current one, in addition to having a couch, a king-sized bed, a much larger dining table, a coffee table, a bookcase, a bathroom with semi-upgraded features, and extra space to stretch ourselves out. The room resembled a loft rather than some old regular extended stay efficiency. Our jaws dropped. But to remain honest, Honey and I consulted with the attendant to ensure that she did intend to move us into that room, which should have been at least twice as expensive as what we were already paying for our current efficiency. The attendant stated that she did intend the room switch and that we did not have to pay any additional fees due to it being the only room available. This was a blessing indeed. As we continued to move our belongings from one room to the next, my Honey found something that seemed to swarm with ants, located to the right of the bed, the side that he slept on. Honey picked up the object that had the ants' attention, the object being a rock of cocaine. The coke was literally about a foot from where he had lain, in plain sight. My Honey said that he did not think to examine the item sooner due to the ants, but now he had the rock in his hand and was contemplating crushing and snorting it. Honey stated that the rock was equivalent to about 4 lines. As my Honey crushed the rock in his hand and stared at it, I stood by and prayed under my breath for the Lord to intervene once again. After about 2 minutes of Honey's contemplation, he took the cocaine and flushed it down the toilet. What a sigh of relief. Honey disclosed that he had actually relapsed a couple of weeks back and could tell that his addiction was quickly taking hold of him. He stated that he had wanted to switch rooms sooner because being in the hotel room he was in reminded him of his relapse. He mentioned that the first thing he did when he got the room about a week and a half prior was use cocaine. He again thanked me for taking his cry for help seriously and coming to Texas to be a support.